From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Kentucky blues artist Jeremy Short. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Strap up some bootlaces and fill my coffee cup. Gonna walk right out the door when the morning sun comes up. Hear the road calling, calling out my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same. Every now and then I get settled, think I'm happy with what I found. Before I know it, my feet start moving to another town. Hear the road calling, calling up my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Fall in love and focus on my health. But I know, yes, I know, I'd only be fooling myself. Hear the road calling, calling out my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same. Everywhere. Who knows if when I get back, if that woman would even care. Hear the road calling, calling out my name. And I know if I don't listen, things will never be the same.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 494th live performance. Yeah, sure, that is worth clapping for. That's worth clapping for. We're approaching 500 coming up in just about 6 weeks. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Jeremy Short. Jeremy began playing guitar when he was 14 years old in Jackson, Kentucky. And he has since given himself to making this instrument his own unique vehicle for self-expression. A student of many different styles of American music, his influences range widely, emphasizing heavily on jazz and blues, with some country and bluegrass thrown in for good measure. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jeremy is here with a brand new EP called Songs from the Chicken Shack. Welcome, please, to Red Barn Radio, Mr. Jeremy Short.
Ah, Got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my own. She's so set in her way, you'd think her head was made of stone. When she's right, she's right too. Anybody trying to tell her different, boy, do I pity you. I got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my home. She's so set in her ways, you'd think her head was made of stone. She treats me kindly and cleans up nice. Anybody trying to step on her toes will surely pay the price. Got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my home. She's so set in her ways, you'd think her head was made of stone. Cooks my meals and cleans the house. Don't let that fool you into thinking she's a mouse. She'll get it all done, both day and night. Anybody trying to get in the way, they'll surely see her might. Got a hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of my home. She's so set in her way, think her head was made of stone. She's so set in the ways, you'd think her head was made of stone.
Please welcome the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker.
All right, Jeremy. Jeremy Short is here with us on Red Barn, and we're so glad to have him here. He's up here all by his lonesome, but he's got three good friends up here, three guitar friends. And he also brought some family friends with you. Well, we know you brought the hard-headed woman with you and her dad as well. Tell us about the other folks who you brought with you tonight.
Well, also brought a friend of mine named Kaylee Massey, and she was also in the International Blues Challenge with me as well. Not with me, but in a band, representing the same blues society that we won the local challenge to get to the international for. And that was up in Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah.
That we won that for. Well, I won first place in the competition overall. It's kind of a funny story. She's over here laughing about it now.
What's this laughter about here?
But it was the first year Huntington has been a blues society, and they're new to the whole thing. So the way it breaks down is there's blues societies all over the world in the country, and they can send a solo duo act, a band, and a youth showcase.
Yes.
And but they didn't do any of that scoring grid at ours. They just did solo duos and bands together and grouped them together like that. And I got first place overall.
Yeah.
And her band came in second. So the Blues Society reserved the right to send a band as well. So they ended up doing that. And it was, I'm glad she got to go down there and do it. It was awesome. We jammed together a few times on Bill Street with the bands.
Oh, how perfect.
It was perfect. It was good fun. She can wail. She can wail, that's for sure. Kayla Massey and Mojo Matic is the band, if you want to look them up.
Okay, good. Kayla Massey and Mojo...
Mojo Matic.
Mojo Matic. All right.
Step out on my own. Take all these excuses, tell them all to get blown. Pardon me, I'm making moves. Don't
don't know which path to choose, making moves. Risk assessors, don't hold your breath. Bill collectors, I may be late on the rent. Have to choose making moves. Hey, for clues. Oh, making moves, you know, traveling land, singing my blues, making moves, and I don't know what path to choose, making moves.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Jeremy Short on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Was listening to you play, and I was imagining you as an eighth grader singing Methodist hymns. Was that really the beginning of your musical life in church?
Yeah. My grandfather was a Methodist preacher, and was a preacher for most of his adult life. Actually, if you know the Kentucky Mountain Bible College, familiar with that campus at all, down in Van Cleve, Kentucky, he was deeply involved with that. Methodist preacher, and some of the first memories I have of singing are singing around the dinner table. I knew it was time to eat Sunday dinner when he would start singing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Him above ye heavenly hosts.
Yes.
We'd start singing that, and everybody would join in, and that was sort of our prayer.
Did you all harmonize?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my uncle, my aunts and uncles all harmonized together beautifully. And it was a sound that I remember from way back, not even knowing what harmony was, just knowing that the voices blend together like that. And I've had a good ear for harmony ever since I was a little boy, for sure. And I definitely credit my family with that.
Gene, or the experience, the church experience your family provided for you?
I think a little bit of both, because everybody in my family is a little bit musical. Everybody sings. My dad was a drummer here in the Lexington area. Play with some bands back then. I don't know any of the band's names that he played with, shamefully. If I'd have done my homework, I could ask him about that.
Oh, we'll talk about that another time.
But my great-grandmother played piano, and she had a great left hand, a real strong left hand doing bass lines, and I have a real distinct memory of her playing Happy Trails. If you can recall the old Gene Autry singing Happy Trails to you until we meet again. But I remember her pounding out that bass line and then playing the melody with the right hand. I think that had a profound impact on kind of the way I play guitar, because I do that as well with the...
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, yeah.
So that sound was in my head early on. I definitely think that helped shape what I'm doing with my right hand.
I'm working 9 to 5 down at the chicken shack. Work a poor boy to death. Ain't that a fact, Jack? I'll support myself. I pay my rent. By the time I pay my bills, I ain't got a damn thing left. Ain't that working? Oh, glory be, ain't that working, child? Said you work your hands to the bone. Give all you got till it's gone. Ain't that working? Listen to the boss man saying pick up the slack. He must not be looking at the same clock I'm looking at. Always saying go do this, boy, what's go do that? Brother, if I ever get out of here, you can bet I won't be back. Ain't that working? Glory be, ain't that working, child? Well, you walk your hands to the bone. Give all you got till it's gone. Ain't that working?
So you mentioned Grandma and Grandpa a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So you spent a lot of time
with them.
Their home?
For sure. My grandfather was definitely the father figure in my life, and I looked up to him a lot for moral support and otherwise, and he was definitely a key influence on shaping my moral compass and just the way I make decisions, for sure.
He was a minister, but did your Grandma and Grandpa also listen to, you know, secular music?
He loved traditional bluegrass.
Gospel-type bluegrass?
Well, he liked gospel bluegrass. He was a general manager at a faith-based radio station, WMTC, down in Van Cleef, Kentucky, winning many to Christ. I remember there was an old bluegrass gospel radio show every Sunday, I believe it was, in the evening time, and that's where I can first remember hearing bluegrass. And Papa loved the banjo, loved Ralph Stanley, Bill Monroe, all the old guys. And definitely turned me on to a lot of that side of things, too. He didn't listen to a whole lot of secular music, but bluegrass was something that he did love, and it didn't have to be gospel. It didn't have to be bluegrass gospel. He was open-minded to other forms, not too many other forms of music. He didn't listen to country music or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Digging a ditch, oh, it ain't much fun. When you work like a dog in the hot, hot sun, laying the line all day long, not the five, just singing this song. Working all day in the hot, hot sun. Let me tell you, people, it ain't much fun. I can't quit now, much as I might like to. Oh, I got too much work to do.
In church, I actually, if you can believe it, I ended up played bass in church. First off, when I was 14,
I believe that,
and then graduated to guitar there. I never thought I would do any type of mission type thing with my guitar. I do like playing the hymns on the guitar. I do like incorporating that. That's always fun. I still love playing the old hymns just because I remember them, and it's fun to get those melodies out.
I was listening this past week to an album by a guitarist I really like named John Fahey.
John Fahey.
Yeah,
I haven't checked him out before. I've heard his name the whole time I've been playing guitar, though.
Well, he's interesting. He is certainly not even anything close to being a church person.
I hear you.
He has done a lot of recording of sacred music. He just hears the beauty in it. And
I do too. I love taking an old tune and reharmonizing it too, putting different chords behind it. Let's say "Amazing Grace." Different colors underneath it. And
I believe.
It's fun.
Nice. You're in church, you're being reared in music and sacred music, hearing some other things in bluegrass. The movement from that music to the kinds of chords and sounds that you're playing there, that's a pretty significant leap from bluegrass and church music to that. So when did that happen? When and how? Was it a teacher who did it to you?
I had a wonderful grade school music teacher, a woman named Betty Hudson. She would push you to get in front of class and sing. And that was a good start for me, getting in front of people and singing when I was probably third or fourth grade. But I remember being 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old in fourth grade, and we had, I can't remember how we came into it, but there was one of those Columbia House music deals where you send in the stamps. But one of the CDs I can remember getting was a B.B. King CD, a B.B. King CD called Blue Summit. And it was collaboration albums, a lot of duets with blues singers on there. That sound really threw me for a loop. And I don't know why at 10 years old that I felt such a connection to B.B. King playing guitar and singing, but it stuck with me. It got a hold on me. And from there, about the same time, I discovered Eric Clapton, too. Started getting into his licks and listening to him and thinking, well, he's a wonderful guitar player, too. And then the bluesy side started getting into me. And I didn't really start getting the itch to play guitar. I was in eighth grade, and that's about when I started bugging Mom. Mom, I'd really like to play guitar. I think that would be cool, you know. And about that time, my friends were influencing me, too. My buddy Tommy turned me on to AC/DC. And I thought AC/DC was awesome, you know. I mean, who doesn't love AC/DC? Far cry from what I'm doing now.
I don't.
Well, they're an acquired taste. I mean, you can't beat up a band for knowing what they want to do. They've done the same album 14 times, but I definitely credit them with kind of starting that itch, them and BB and Stevie Ray Vaughan, too.
Yeah.
I know everybody wants to say Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I can't help it. I mean, he's one of the people that definitely gets you interested in electric guitar, and especially electric blues guitar. I had to get away from Stevie Ray, too, because you get into a thing where you don't want to copy him note for note. You're learning his music, but then you got to start doing your own thing. So yeah, blues was there, and then Southern Rock came about, too. About the same time in middle school, Allman Brothers Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker.
Where were you eating up all of this music? In your bedroom?
Yeah, mostly in my bedroom, on the radio, with my headphones, walking around town with my cassette player. Basically, I discovered it on my own. When I started getting deep into music, it's hard to say where you find this stuff. I don't keep track of it, where I've found all of it, but I started realizing that I like soulful sounds and sounds that connect with your heart.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean? And I that see that you when feel you're good. Singing, yeah.
And I started understanding that it's a feeling as well that you're trying to impart. Well, I'm going to do one now that if you do happen to know the words, any backup vocals that might pop into your head upon hearing it, feel free to sing them. Let them out. And this is one you're flipping through channels late at night, you might run across. Well, we're moving on up to the east side in a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. Bean don't burn in the kitchen, bean don't cook on the grill. Took a whole lot of wishing just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues and getting our turn at bat. Long as we live, it's you and me, baby, there's nothing wrong with that. Moving on up to the east side in a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Jeremy Short, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Jeremy Short after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.